It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Low Moon. Matt Lowell sitting down with me right now and just did a fantastic performance. Thank you so much for coming on by to play some songs.
Thanks for having us, man.
What was last year like for you guys as you were touring and trying to build a little bit more awareness about what the band is about?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what the year was all about. We toured a lot. We learned a lot about each other on the road and how we wanted to, you know, how we wanted to sound as a live band. And it was just a lot of figuring out, actually. It was more informative for us, I felt like, as a year than it was like, we, you know, because we didn't release a lot of music in a year. We released three tracks. And so we had, we had a lot of fun. And actually, it was really exciting because we felt like we were building up to this year. And we were able to just kind of go out and try to make some fans, which was really awesome.
So did you have like a lot of dates before you were touring around last year, or was it all kind of fairly new for you guys together?
It was new. We did some local stuff before, about around the week that Loveless came out, 2016. We did a bunch of shows in around LA, and we did some like. We did a show under Low Moon, and then we changed the name to play a few shows because we felt like we weren't good enough. So we went and played in like a bar in Santa Ana.
So that way, like, someone comes up to you, man, there's this terrible band.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're not that terrible band.
Exactly. Yeah, so we went to, I forget, man, I think it was in Santa Ana or something. We played at a bar there. We did three Mondays in a row and just kind of, you know, it was like we were just hashing it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But last year we also got to support some amazing bands. You know, we ended the year supporting the War on Drugs, who are our favorite band. And
it's a good one.
Yeah. It was a beautiful year for us. Yeah.
out of my cage, out of my brain, out in the sunshine. Out of my cage, out of my brain, out in the sunshine. Out of my cage, out of my brain, out in the sunshine.
We do have a local show coming up on March 8th at the Terragram Ballroom. A great room that, you know, we've done some stuff with, and one of the newer rooms in town. But one of the things, just looking back at the band and how it formed, I mean, you guys are kind of from not only all over the country, but, you know, even someone from London. I mean, yeah. How did you guys all meet each other and come together?
I moved to Los Angeles going on about 4 years ago now. And I had a batch of songs, and one that the first song I kind of played for people when I was trying to find a band. I moved out here basically to find the band, because New York at the time kind of seemed like everybody was moving here, and I was kind of bored of living in Manhattan. And I just kind of showed some of my friends that I made when I moved here the music, and Loveless kind of stuck out, and a few of my friends took Loveless around and played it for people. And one of our friends played it for Chrysanta, and she really loved it. And so we kind of played around town under the name Stranger, with a drummer at the time, different than Sterling, who's in the band now. And then a couple months later, I kind of decided I needed to write some more material. And so I took some time to write, and met Sam kind of right as the finishing touches of the writing was coming to a close. And then Sam joined the band, and then that's when it really felt like Low Moon. That's when, you know, we changed the name and kind of continued on from there.
So Loveless was one of the first songs that you had when you came
back
here.
I've had Loveless now for like going on 6 years.
Wow.
So yeah.
So has that one, you know, a lot of times you have the bass song and you can kind of play with it. Is that something that has had a few different versions, or has it pretty much been just building upon what you've had before?
The amount of versions of that song is insane. Yeah. Yeah. I got it to a really good place. And then when I met Sam and Santa, we had to figure out the bridge together. And then when you meet the producers, you know, Frank and Chris, they want to figure out what to do with the arrangement, and then we're back in on it. So it was just one of those songs that just kept coming up. And so we just kept working on it. And then it finally got to a point where it felt done.
Crosses in the distance, best friend. fooled myself so many times. What I was isn't what I want now. We can see denial and search for miles.
Speaking of the producers, Chris is Chris Walla, mm-hmm. formerly of Death Cab for Cutie, and the other one was Francois Titaz, and he had worked with Gaudier. So that's kind of like an interesting two different worlds almost, it seems like. How did you get involved with both of them, and were they kind of working together, or did they just do different tracks?
They worked together on the entire album. I met Frank Titaz, and I really loved his spirit and where he was coming from musically, and at the time, it seemed like I really wanted Frank to produce the record, but I had a meeting set up with Chris the next week, and I really love Chris and where he comes from musically too. So I didn't make the decision right away. I said, I'm going to meet with Chris and see what he says. And then Chris basically sat down at lunch and said, I'm really busy. I want to make your record, but I can't because I'm really busy right now, but I know who can make it. And this guy named Frank Titaz should produce your album. And he did the Architecture in Helsinki record. He did the Gaudier album. And I just think he's amazing. And so I was like, did you talk to him before you got here? Like, this is really weird because I just met with Frank and I love Frank and I think I really want him to make the record. And then Chris was like, you should have Frank do it. He's amazing. You should have Frank. And then weirdly, about a couple weeks had passed and we realized we were actually going to start a little bit later. And so I called Chris up and I said, hey, Chris, would you be up for, connecting you? If I connected you with Frank, I've got this weird idea that you guys should do it together. And I did. And then they became friends and we were on Skype a couple of days later talking about how to make an album together. and then it was an interesting process because we all kind of learned about each other together. Like we were in the room, and for the first time, I remember we went up to Seattle to work with Chris for a week before Frank got there. And then Frank got there and it was like, we had never been in the room together. We were just decided we were going to go on this journey to make an album. And so it was amazing. I mean, the two of them were like two mad scientists that, in my opinion, I had this really beautiful idea of Eno and Lenoir. Like, that's what I kept thinking. Oh, man, two producers. That's the way to do it. So I don't know, if Eno and Lenoir, I think they are. I think they're amazing. So it worked out great.
To follow my heart, but now I'm safe in the dark. Used to run to my arms, oh, how that's lost its charm. And now we're crawling on our bellies with an army of ghosts, of deceptors. And when there's something you tell me, and you will see I do, I don't, I do, I don't. 'Cause when real, real. the setting sun. It's perfect when it began. Was over when it begun. And now we're crawling on our bellies with an army of ghosts, of do's and don'ts. And then something you should tell me.
Low Moon here live in studio. March 8th is the date at the Terragram Ballroom in downtown LA, and then they have an album out that is under their own name, Low Moon.
Yeah, so, self-titled.
So thank you so much for coming on by.
Thank you, man.